2NURFM 103.7. If you are a coffee lover, you've probably had, anywhere from your third to eighth by around about now after 11:30. And of course, many of us loving to get out and have a cup, and many of us loving to do the right thing when we can and actually not throw cups into landfill. Of course, the idea of the BYO coffee mug, very successful. Of course, until earlier in this year, coronavirus changed everything for everybody, and that idea of that was taken off the table. The gang at Sarun Holdings and Greg Gates in there will join us right about now, have kind of come up with a bit of a workaround for that with a washing system that'll kill the bacteria. So we'll get into that in just a sec. Greg, thank you so much for your time on this. Firstly, get the important question out of the way for you first, mate. Latte, espresso, cappuccino, flat white, what are you?
Mate, espresso, double shot. That's how we do it.
If you got to do something, you got to do
morning,
it right.
Yeah. You got to wake up somehow. And Mark, look, it was a really good lead in there. COVID's taken a lot from us, you know, and it's taken our coffee cups.
And I guess for most of us, we probably have a couple of cups, you know, either a day, or you might be a bit of a treat to get a cup from your favourite cafe once a week or on the weekend. So we see a few of them, but really across the country, I mean, there are so many of these things that end up in landfill. I mean, take us through that journey. Astonish us with the numbers, Greg.
Well, you know, prior to COVID, there was about 2 billion with a B disposable cups used in Australia. And anecdotally, and we still don't see the true numbers, they're saying coffee consumption since COVID has, in some cases, quadrupled because that's all some people could sell. So, you know, there's a lot of cups being used and, you know, it's like our sustainability goals as a society just got thrown out the window. And they say that there's about 5% of the market is in reusable cups. So put quite simply, it's about 10 million reusable cups sitting there, and people are frightened to use them or they can't use them, and we'll probably end up in landfill anyway.
I think you're right, too, on the concept of the coffee consumption was increasing at the cafe level. Because if, I guess, Greg, if you take your mind back to when we were sort of shut down a lot more here locally earlier in the year, so you'd be out, I know I was out doing a bit of exercise, and you'd walk back past the cafe districts and everybody was out the front, you know, separated, of course, but in the line waiting for the coffee to come through. And if all of those are disposable, because certainly there was a lot more fear or apprehension about, you know, sharing items at that point, still is in the main. So we went back, as you said, kind of retreated a little bit back into the disposables. There is a bit of a workaround that you've sort of come up with, and this is something that for cafes that who still want to push the idea of people bringing their own, which is great. How can we get around that, Greg? What have you come up with?
Well, look, we've come up with this thing called Cafe Dunk, and it's a washing system for sanitising cups. And in truth, we spoke to Sean Edwards from Cafe Culture, and Sean, I reckon he was born with a coffee in his hand, but Sean is all things coffee. And we rang him as an organisation because we're strong in hospitality, and we said to him, how can we help? And we had some ideas, and his idea was this washing system, and it was actually his idea. And we said, well, let's put our heads together and see what we can do. So essentially, you come in with your coffee, reusable coffee cup. There's a pail near the coffee machine, and you dunk the cup in it. You leave it in there for a few seconds. By the time you pay for the coffee, and you rinse it, and then maybe steam it just to get it right, and you've got yourself a nice minty fresh cup ready to use. And we think we've got to bring back the cup, right? Because COVID's taken a lot from us, and they're not taking my coffee cup. So
I guess no idea is a bad idea, and a lot of times ideas get kicked around, don't they, Greg? You think, oh, wouldn't it be great if somebody did this? But then you've just got to actually, you know, be talking to the right people that can actually go out and make it happen. I guess when you're having your favourite brew, whatever coffee you like, whether it's coffee or hot chocolate or tea, whatever. Your own cup that is your favourite cup, and we've all got one, your favourite mug in this case, it is nice to sort of be able to walk away with that as well and know that you're actually not adding to the zillions of cups that'll end up in landfill with all the other rubbish.
Yeah, 100%. So right now there's a shortage of coffee cups, and the wharves have had problems. consumption's gone up, COVID's hit, and all of this is going on, and we are pumping more containers into the rubbish bin than we ever have. And like I said before, it's like our sustainability goals as a community has just been thrown out the window, and it's our way of saying, just a minute, let's take back what we had, let's try and get our life normal again. I want my cup. Bring back the cup.
Well, a slogan or a hashtag, you're kind of halfway there. Look, like you said, only take a few seconds through the washing system to kill the bacteria, give it a bit of a steam, and you're ready to go with a nice fresh cup of coffee, 1, 2, 8, or 10 times a day. Before I let you go, mate, how many times would you actually be reaching for a cup of coffee yourself, Greg, during your day? Be honest.
Mate, I have a cheeky 3 or 4, and it's, you know, just usually a double shot espresso. So that's what we do.
I think 3 or 4.
What about you?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I've been talking it up for the last 5 minutes. I love the smell, hate the taste.
Well, you need to get out more.
Oh, thank you. I think we've just
good
about
to talk.
I think we've just come to about the end of it, Greg. Greg Gates with a great idea from Siren Holdings. Thank you so much for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
To NURFM, it is 20. I love we get the insult in at the end, so we can't cut him short because we've already had the big chat. Very smart fellow. 29 past 11 at 2 NURFM, 103.7.